The finest basketball plays can look like poetry in motion, which means the most gorgeous arc of a basketball pass might resemble this.
When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate.
Lines from Shakespeare, one of many sonnets first published 400 years ago today. The sonnets have inspired many debates, including this question: did Shakespeare want them published? Here's NPR's Lynn Neary.
What does this?
Well, you can tell everybody down in Old Frisco, tell them Tiny Montgomery says hello,
have in common with this?
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date.
Well, Clinton Halen thinks quite a lot. When Halen was researching a book on bootleggers in the music industry during the 1970s, he discovered that a lot of Shakespeare's plays had been bootlegged as well, and that got him curious about the sonnets. The result is his new book, So Long as Men Can Breathe, the story of how the sonnets came to be published and what happened to them over the years. To begin with, Halen says, Bob Dylan's basement tapes and Shakespeare's sonnets were never intended for a wide audience.
Essentially, in both cases, they were killing time and at the same time dealing with huge personal issues in a private way, which they never conceived of coming out publicly.
So how did the sonnets come to be published 400 years ago? As Halen tells it, Elizabethan publishing was a murky, anarchic business. It wasn't hard for an enterprising publisher to get his hands on a manuscript without the author's approval. Halen believes Thomas Thorpe, the man who published the sonnets, did just that.
This was a man who lived on the very periphery of the London publishing world, who struggled to make ends meet, who was constantly in trouble with the stationer's company for publishing books that flagrantly breached the copyright of other publishers. You know, this is somebody who, if he got his hands on Shakespeare's sonnets, must have done so in some kind of underhanded, slightly questionable way.
But why was Shakespeare so intent on keeping the sonnets private? That gets to some of the most controversial questions about the sonnets. Most of the poems are addressed to a fair youth, and his identity has been the source of endless academic debate. Halen believes it was William Herbert, Earl of Pembroke.
He had a fairly wild youth. He was known to play both sides of the field. He was a poet in his own right. He was certainly a lusty young lord. So a lot of the details that are in the sonnets imply that type of personality is the fair youth.
And here's the tricky part, the part that those of us who have not been following the academic debates over the years may not have known. Many scholars believe the sonnets are autobiographical, which means the sonnets addressed to the fair youth are Shakespeare's expressions of love for him. They point to poems like Sonnet 20 as an example. Here's an excerpt.
And for a woman wert thou first created, till nature, as she wrought thee, fell a-doting, and by addition me of thee defeated, by adding one thing to my purpose, nothing. But since she pricked thee out for women's pleasure, mine be thy love, and thy love's use their treasure.
It is for this reason, says Halen, that Shakespeare never wanted the sonnets published, and may even have sought to have the Thorpe edition suppressed.
If the sonnets are interpreted in what I think these days would be considered a fairly normal way, which is that they're about a homosexual affair with a peer, he was committing several criminal offences. I mean, it would have been extremely socially sensitive for him to have any kind of scandal that involved him and a male peer.
The highly personal nature of the poem, says Halen, was a radical departure for an Elizabethan writer. In the sonnets, Shakespeare revealed himself far more than he ever did in the plays.
Wordsworth talked about these sonnets as the key that unlocked his heart. And that might be a slight overstatement, but it's only a slight one. I mean, they are an insight into who the man was, and it's likely to be the closest we're ever going to get to the mind of William Shakespeare.
The Thorpe edition of the sonnets disappeared and did not resurface for almost 200 years. There are only 13 copies of the original publication left, but nothing could diminish the emotional power and popularity of some of the greatest love poems ever written. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.